Exciting adventures with animals. It's after the lion's dinner time. He's getting very hungry. And lions are dangerous when they're hungry. Don Quixote and his squire happily began their journey again. The knight sat on Rocinante and thought about his life of adventures. When he remembered his many fights, they always ended well. He forgot about his problems and accidents, and about their many difficult journeys. Sancho Panza felt good too.
"That was an interesting adventure, sir," he said to Don Quixote. "You won that fight with no problems."
"Yes, I did," Don Quixote said happily. "I think that I understand Freston's games now." The two friends enjoyed their conversation about wizards and old friends. Freston made life more interesting for Don Quixote. In a short time, they met a rich man in an expensive green coat on a fine horse. The man looked carefully at Don Quixote. He was interested in stories about knights, and here was a man in a suit of armor. He and Don Quixote began a long conversation about the lives of knights. Don Quixote was happy and busy, so Sancho Panza went for a walk. He was hungry and wanted to find some food. He found a man with about 20 sheep.
"Excuse me, sir, can I buy some milk from you?"
"Yes.
Do you have a bottle for it?" the man asked. "No, but I have this bowl," answered Sancho Panza.
He gave the man the doctor's bowl, Don Quixote's new helmet. The man put some milk in the bowl and took Sancho Panza's pennies. When he got back, some men came down the road.
"Look, squire," Don Quixote called to him. "Bring me my helmet. An adventure is coming this way. I have to be ready."
Sancho Panza ran to Don Quixote with the bowl of milk. Don Quixote took the helmet from Sancho Panza.
"Wait, sir, there's something in your helmet," shouted Sancho Panza.
"I haven't got time for games, Sancho," Don Quixote shouted.
He didn't look inside his helmet. He took it from Sancho Panza and quickly put it on his head.
"What's this, Sancho?"
He had milk in his hair and on his face.
"Is something happening to my head? I'm not hot or afraid, but something is running into my eyes."
Sancho Panza said,
"Sir, it's a strange white milk. It has to be the work of Freston. Here, sir, give me your helmet."
When he gave it back to Don Quixote, the helmet was clean and dry again. Now the knight was ready for his adventure. Don Diego de Miranda, the rich man in green, looked round. He saw some men and some horses. The horses pulled a large box, but he couldn't understand Don Quixote's idea of an adventure. He asked,
"What do you see, Don Quixote?"
"Sir, there are adventures everywhere, and a wizard is following me. He's always playing games with me. I have to be very careful."
"I think that these men are from the king's castle. Look at the colours on their coats. Perhaps there is something for the king in that large box."
The horses were near now, and Don Quixote spoke to the driver.
"Where are you going, my friend? What have you got in that big box?"
"I've got a lion for the king in the box," said the driver.
"Is it large?" asked Don Quixote.
"It's the biggest lion in this country," said the driver. "Now please move. The king's waiting for us, and it's after the lion's dinner time. He's getting very hungry, and lions are dangerous when they're hungry."
"I'm not afraid of a lion. This is one of Freston's games. Jump down, driver, and open the box. I want to see this dangerous animal."
Sancho Panza ran to Don Diego de Miranda.
"Sir," he said, "please stop him. The lion will kill all of us."
"Does he really want to fight a lion? What's wrong with him?" asked Don Diego.
"Nothing, really," said Sancho Panza, "but he's always looking for a good adventure. He's a knight, you know."
Don Diego spoke to Don Quixote.
"Sir, think about this. This is the king's lion. Knights don't fight the king or his animals."
"Sir, this is my adventure. The wizard Freston put this lion here for me. Stay with my squire and watch."
He turned to the driver.
"Now, open that box, or you'll die."
"Please, sir, give me a minute. I'll move the king's men and his horses."
"Move them quickly,"
shouted Don Quixote.
"You know that I don't want to open this box," the driver cried to the king's men. "I'm only doing it because I have to."
Sancho Panza ran to Don Quixote.
"Sir, please don't fight the lion. You'll die. Come away from here."
"Sancho, leave me here. Go with Don Diego de Miranda. Perhaps I will die. Then tell Dulcinea about my adventures and about my love for her."
The driver opened the box, and then he ran after the other men and horses. Don Quixote sent Rocinante with Sancho Panza. The horse was afraid of lions. With his lance in his hand, Don Quixote walked slowly up to the open box. The lion saw the knight and opened his mouth very wide. Now everybody could see his long teeth.
"Come out of there!"
shouted Don Quixote. The lion looked at him with his dark yellow eyes. Then, slowly, the animal stood up. He turned round and sat down again. He closed his eyes. Was he asleep?
"Pull him out of that box,"
Don Quixote shouted at the driver.
"Never," said the man. "He'll kill me. Be happy with your day's work. We know that you won this fight. The lion was afraid of you, so he stayed in his box."
"You're right," said Don Quixote happily. "Write this story down. Show it to the king. Tell him that Don Quixote de la Mancha is not afraid of dangerous lions."
Sancho Panza and the other men ran back to Don Quixote.
"Look at this," cried Sancho Panza. "My knight isn't dead."
"From this day,"
Don Quixote told everybody,
"please call me the Knight of the Lions."
Don Diego de Miranda invited Don Quixote and Sancho Panza to his big house. They stayed there and ate and drank with Don Diego's family and friends. After 4 nights at the rich man's house, Don Quixote said,
"Thank you for your good food and conversation. But I'm a knight. I want to be on the road and to do good. Squire Sancho and I are going to have some more adventures."
"Don Quixote, my family and I enjoyed your exciting stories. Visit us again one day and tell us more about your life," said Don Diego.
When Don Quixote and Sancho Panza began their journey again, they stopped one night at an inn. They sat at a table and waited for their dinner. Suddenly, a big, loud man came through the door.
"Innkeeper, have you got any rooms for tonight?"
the man shouted.
"Pedro," cried the innkeeper, "this will be a good evening. Your theatre company is the best in the country. We always have rooms for you and your men."
"Thank you, sir. I'll be back in a minute."
Pedro called his men. Then he went into the kitchen and asked some questions about the people in the inn that night. When Pedro was in the other room, Don Quixote asked, "Who is this man? Is he famous?"
"Yes, he's famous in every town round here. He has a theatre company, and he has a very clever monkey. The animal can look at you and see inside your head. Then he tells Pedro everything about you. He isn't always right, but usually he is."
When Pedro came back with his men and his monkey, Don Quixote asked the animal a question about his future.
"Sir," said Pedro, "the animal can't tell you about the future. He only knows about your old life."
"That's no good to us," said Sancho Panza. "We know our old stories. Tell me about my wife, Teresa Panza. What's she doing at home at this minute? That's interesting to me."
Pedro called to his monkey. The animal talked quickly into the man's ear for a minute. Then it jumped down. Pedro suddenly turned to Don Quixote and took his hat from his head.
"You're the great Don Quixote de la Mancha. You're on an important journey. You're making the world a better place for everybody. You understand the life of a good knight."
"How do you know this about me?" asked Don Quixote. "This is my first visit to this place."
But Pedro was cleverer than his monkey. He always asked questions about people before he talked to them. He knew a lot of stories about Don Quixote and Sancho Panza from his conversation in the kitchen.
"And you, Sancho, are the best squire in the world and the best friend to your knight. Don't be unhappy about your wife. She's working, and she's got a bottle of wine near her hand."
"You know my wife," said Sancho Panza.
But he felt afraid of this man and his monkey. Don Quixote and Sancho Panza stayed away from Pedro and the monkey that night, and they left the inn early in the morning.